going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Well, 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 what do we have here? It is indeed the Wojo and Rieger Show on 97.1 The Ticket. By the way, and I would say a beautiful Thursday, because it's always beautiful, you know, like when you're alive. But we are so, so spoiled. You know what really got me annoyed today?
What is it?
Yes, we are, as this area. Today, February 16th, when I...
Oh, the fact that it was a little colder now?
No, that there's a winter weather advisory, like it's going to be freezing rain later.
Whoa, when?
No, coming up like now, like because it's been precipitating, and then it's getting colder, and it's going to freeze. And when I heard that, I said, how can you do that? It's February 16th. That's how you
second.
Can do it.
I got to work till like 1 a.m. tonight.
Oh, no. You're going to be...
Are the roads going to suck?
Did you bring your snowshoes?
No. Wait, are you being serious?
Yes, no. I was pissed when it came up on my phone. Winter weather advisor. I said, it doesn't snow in the winter anymore.
What a tease.
Yeah. Like, no, it doesn't.
What a freaking tease. February gives us like 3 nice days where it's awesome outside. It's even sunny. And now they think they can pull this on us?
No. You think I'm kidding, and I'm not going to go long on it because people are going to turn it political and stuff. But do you think going forward in our lives, there are no more winters? They are getting shorter and smaller and smaller and shorter every... We'll be telling you, we'll be telling Little Pickle when she's getting ready to be married when she's 40.
Ooh, that 40, like, good, yeah.
Yeah,
good age.
Yeah. Dad, did there used to be snow in the wintertime, Dad?
Wait, so you think...
It's all going to... Because they invented the global warming.
Okay, so you think global warming is going to completely take away winter?
Yes. So
let me ask you this, though.
It's already started.
If that happens 10 years from now, are we talking about like February and January 60 degrees? So like we're living in San Francisco?
I think winter will be about 10 days long. Like just started Christmas time and like mid-January.
So like winter would be like Hanukkah.
Kind of. Yeah,
like
yeah.
8 days of winter.
Uh-huh.
And then we're done with it.
And then it's over.
Would that be bad?
How many times?
I mean, you're right. It might be hurting the planet at all, but my goodness, 10 days of winter? So what's the other weather like?
The rest of the year? It just gets hotter and hotter and hotter during the day. Like I signed up for one of those snowplow services. I feel like I pulled a fast one and it's going to come back and bite me. Really great guy, the guy that does snowplow in a neighborhood. And he either charges, I think it's like $350 for the year for any time it snows, he'll come, or $30 per plow. And I signed up for the per plow and I've paid once and winter's over. It's over, right? There's snow coming ever.
I'm sure we're going to get it one more, but you know, it does beg the question, Woj. I just thought of this. Is there anybody, let's say you're right, we're moving towards 10 days of a bad winter and that's
gone.
It.
Yeah.
Is there anybody that would be against that? Like, is there anybody that actually likes winter, with the exception of Doug Karsh, who wants to go up north and
snow
plowers and Doug Karsh.
And the snow mountain people. Right. Yeah.
Nobody likes winter. Nobody likes the snow. The kids kind of like the snow. They'll be fine without it.
A little bit, but here's my concern. I can sign off on winter being dead and never happening again. as long as you explain to me, what does that do to fall? Like, I don't want a November college football game to be 92 degrees.
No.
But that's where my concern would be.
Yeah, but I don't even like November weather. That's too cold for me. I want it to be like 55 to 60 when it's cold, okay. Like the cold months.
Okay.
And I want it to be 75 to 80 in the warm months.
Yeah. Oh, my.
I want to live in San Diego.
Oh, my God. I'm reading. I didn't mean to stumble on this. People, 248-539-9797. I just got out of the movies and my car was covered in a small layer of ice.
No.
Yes.
No, it's doing nothing outside.
Yeah, no, it is. Next one. Wojo, I read an article a couple months ago that said in 30 years, the climate here will be what Tennessee is now. Ooh. And people will be moving to Michigan in droves for the water and the weather. Wait, so will we have to talk with an accent in 30 years? Tennessee?
Welcome. Do we have to all sing Rocky Top?
Welcome, Michigan.
By the way, in Tennessee, I just looked it up right now.
Yeah.
65 degrees.
That's warm for...
It's pretty good. Although there's a tornado watch for the next 5 hours in Tennessee.
What are we going to do? I mean, it's way too... Well, you can't stop the global warming now. All the gases are up there.
Let's be honest.
There's nothing you can... You're doing your best. You got your little electric car that you pedal with your feet. And
I do. I have to crank it to start it, but it does do a nice job. I don't use gas. Yeah. I don't pay for gas. But I'm totally with you for this 10 days of winter idea.
No, it's not a choice. It's coming.
Oh, you're. I'm fine with it.
You know what that means a death of as well? Snow days. No more snow days.
Totally fine with that.
No more snow fights.
Tell me, with the exception of maybe the planet just blowing up one day, tell me what's wrong with it. Tell me the downside.
Well, because
there's no downside.
Well, there's another non-downside. Yeah. It'll raise all the ocean levels, and Florida will be gone. So that means Florida man will be gone, right? It'll be washed over.
Florida news stories will be gone.
Yeah. Apparently big chunks of California will be gone as well.
I
yeah,
like California.
All the coastal regions.
Okay.
So, I mean...
Can we just focus on us?
I guess that's a downside if you live there, but if you're where we are. Although the Great Lakes would get very deep and tall, right? Like, what if the Great Lakes... What if Lake St. Clair got to the top of, like, the Rensen? That would be...
That'd probably be bad, but... Here's the other counterpoint. Can I make a tea time in December and November and like February?
I think you can.
So like I can wake up on February 15th, which should be just rigid and freezing and awful, and tee off at my local muni.
See, we always...
That's a great trade-off
for me. No, it is. And we always adjust as a society, right? Whereas jobs would be lost, the snowplow people, the little skiing people, they would be replaced by more golf courses open in January and February, more baseball games. The Tiger season could start February 2nd on Groundhog Day.
And they could be out of it by like February 30th. Yes, absolutely. Oh, wait, there is no 30th in February.
Yeah, there is no 30th.
Well, that's another thing, though. Wouldn't they have to give us another outdoor sport? They'd probably expand the NFL season to like 27 games?
Yeah, probably. And you know what else? You'd have a lot more because, and I'm not disparaging these people, but about once a week, you'll hear the Coast Guard in Lake Huron had to rescue 16 ice fishermen whose flow broke away from the shore.
No, they would
they're
know
that. They're all going to be broken away.
Like, they're not going to try to do it, though, but that's going to be okay.
There'll be hundreds of floating ice fishermen they have to rescue.
I know Jansen likes to do the ice fishing, Jansen from the morning show.
Yeah, why doesn't his flow break off?
He'll just use a boat instead.
Oh, you're right.
There you go. There's no ice. You use a boat.
Wow.
Sure, the fish will be biting.
Wait, hold on. There'll still be ice for our cocktails, won't there?
I think so. Yeah. There'll still be ice machines.
We can still make those. Okay.
People, look at this. Maple Lane was open last weekend. The weather was beautiful.
Is it a golf course?
Absolutely.
Oh.
Wait, so you're serious, though, tonight? There's going to be freezing rain. Let's get back to what I don't want to hear.
Well, no, hold on. Ticket text. I want winter to stick around. I build a rink for my kids every year. We've skated 4 times this season.
Mm.
Oh.
You know Ozzy? He's on Bally's.
Yeah. He's got a rink in his
nice
yard.
Nice rink in his backyard.
Yeah.
He probably hasn't used it much, although he probably has like Elsa Vodka come over and take care of the ice. So the ice is probably beautiful.
He once invited me over to play on his rink and because he has a cabin like built next to it and stuff.
Really?
And I had to break his little heart and say, well, I don't really skate or anything.
Wow.
Do you have beer? And Jan.
Do you think he like, what do you think they think about that?
Like, that I don't skate?
Journalists
you
and
don't
media
skate
members.
Either.
I skate.
You
not
do not.
Well, but I can skate.
Oh, please.
So what do you think they think about that?
They're fine. They understand skating. I mean, I don't think they're fine if you've never played any sports.
That's why nobody in this town is very critical of, like, hockey, because they can't skate.
Yeah.
Like we can run, so we're critical of football. We can hit a ball, we feel, so we're critical of baseball.
You're inviting the hockey snobs in now, and then they start calling in and lecturing to you.
No, I'm not saying people can't skate. I'm just saying media members can't skate.
No, and now you ask what...
Actually, that's not true either. Like, we know media members that can skate.
Yes, but see, this is not all good. Ticket text. Global warming means more disease vectors in Michigan through proliferating insects.
Okay, I don't know what that means, but...
Insects!
Can we play golf in February?
No, no. All the insects get killed here for the winter. That's why we... Like, in Florida, the insects grow bigger and bigger, and by summer, they're the size of dogs.
Okay,
like
that's
bugs.
Fine. That's fine, but I that's a decent trade-off, I feel.
I'm going to take a quick
call. There is no downside to your plan.
I just said giant insects.
So what?
Sandy, you're at 97.1 The Ticket. What's going on, Sandy?
Hi, Jeff. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hi, Sandy.
Hey, you know what? I am Matt Carney's mom, and you just talked to him a couple weeks ago. He was Jimmy Costa's roommate in college.
Oh, yes. Little Cookies
Costa.
I saw
him at the Oakland University basketball game.
For sure.
Yep, exactly. And I told Matt to tell you hi, and then I thought, I heard your commentary, and I thought I wanted to also mention that I've been telling people for several years now that I think Michigan's going to become a destination state because we don't have the extreme weathers. We don't have wildfires. We don't have tornadoes to destroy your house. And, you know, I'll take a little bit of snow anytime versus, you know, losing my house to a hurricane.
We don't have winning teams, but that's fine.
Yeah, but that's okay. It's a good trade-off. Like, Sandy, it is interesting. Right. Like, so are we going to become like Arizona or California where our property values are sky high?
Yep.
So you can't buy a house for anything less than $1 million?
I think they're going to go up. I'm not sure sky high, but I think they're definitely going to go up. So hold on to your property.
You are so right, Sandy. And thanks
for
the call. And I've said this because I have friends out west. I have friends in Florida and South Carolina. And they, you know, make fun of Michigan when it's cold. And I always say, yep. Well, where's your water out west? Where's all we? Everything's drying up, right? When it comes time, everyone's coming here for the water, aren't they? And we ain't giving it up. We'll give you one bottle of water, and that you ain't coming to take. We have all the fresh water in the world in Michigan, all of it.
So are we going to change?
We're going to charge people.
You know how right now it's like pure Michigan?
Yeah, it's pure water.
What are we going to be?
Our state flag would just have a big Dasani bottle.
Come here for our lakes and the water, and
we have all the water.
The golf courses.
All right.
You know, Michigan is the perfect place to live, though. It really is. Because, yeah, the teams suck. We know this. However, like, there's no rattlesnakes.
There's one.
The Massasauga, but by us.
Yeah.
There's no scorpions.
No.
There's no earthquakes. There's no typhoons.
There aren't, like, lions running around. I mean, that's Ford's Field, but in the woods and stuff. We don't even have, like, mountain lions.
Yeah, the lions here just sleep all day.
We have wimpy little coyotes. That's all we have.
Do we even have coyotes?
Yeah,
have you actually ever seen one?
I've seen one.
Do you know, like, my brother lives in San Francisco?
Yeah.
And my
cousin
lives...
They have mountain lions.
My cousin... He's worried about the mountain lions.
No, they do have mountain lions.
My cousin lives in Arizona. She says they have one of those little yappity dogs.
Yeah.
They have to watch the dog when they go out because a big bird might swoop down and take the dog.
The hawks and the eagles eat them.
That sounds awful.
The scorpions and the fire ants eat the little dogs in Arizona.
Ants eat the dogs?
The fire ants. Oh. Yes, absolutely.
All right.
All right. So we're proud to be Michiganders, even though it's going to be freezing here shortly.
But it doesn't change the fact that it's going to be awful weather tonight driving home.
Yeah, for you, but I'll be fine.
Yeah, you'll be already
all right, 248-539-9797. Happy Michigan Day. Woo! 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.